Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Filled with Gratitude.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves. He was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them, along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a loud voice. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? He told them, Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how it is written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him. The Gospel of the Lord. What a luminous story of an encounter, not only between God and God's beloved, but also between those at the center of this story and those who watch. At the center, we have Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Those watching are Peter, James, and John, and all of us watching all of them. The scene is familiar, as it appears in all three accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and also in the second epistle of Peter. As always, we tend to look for the meaning of the word proclaimed and to decode the message. So we learn that Moses stands for the law, Elijah for the prophets, and Jesus as the Messiah. God singles out Jesus as my Son, the Beloved, and sets the gospel over the law and the prophets. We hear God's voice from the cloud and the command, listen to him. We get a sense that the purpose of such a mountaintop experience is to strengthen us for the climb back down into the valley of the shadow of death and the real work of the journey to come. Maybe this is an invitation not so much to find the meaning by looking in on the experience, but rather than watching, perhaps we might just pray. So in the fading light of day, we find a place to be still, to be quiet, and to just breathe, to lift up our minds and hearts to be with Jesus in this moment of encounter. We close our eyes and then open them slowly to see where the light is coming from, then to see Jesus in the fullness of this light, his face radiant, his clothes dazzling white. We then see the others with him. We lean in towards the light and now hear the invitation. Listen to him. Entering this cloud of unknowing, we feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude just to be with. We breathe in this moment and actually relax with this momentary gift, not fully understood. Silence. Stillness. Fullness. Isn't it inside this cloud of unknowing that our faith has more to do with staying fully present to what is happening than with being certain of what it all means? Yes, just to be with is a blessing. Filled with gratitude, we begin our journey down the mountain. We are silent, reflective, and most grateful. We will now continue to travel with Jesus. Yes, he was standing with us in the center of the cloud, and we were assured that he is God's beloved. And we are his, and whatever comes next, we know we will not be alone.